The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Steve Voss, We Must Take America Back. Thanks for staying with us. Thanks for joining us for the second hour of tonight's National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett sitting in for John Statler, who's away on a little bit of R&R this evening, and he is well deserving of it. And trying to cover a lot of ground. I do apologize. I know we've had several people try to call in. I really have an exceptionally full night tonight with no time for callers. I'm going to spend a few minutes. We spent most of the last hour talking about some week in review type things, things that have been discovered, things that have happened legislatively, things that are going to affect us all. Some are experimentation to see just how far they can push us, we the people of these United States. And the one thing I kind of held on to till the end, and then I'm going to move in a totally different direction for this hour. By the way, in 1 hour, Josie is coming. You'll have to tune in to find out, right here on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. This week's doublespeak word, which is almost every week, is independence. Independence from foreign oil in this particular case. The supposed holy grail of leftists and tree huggers everywhere, the term really equates to killing U.S. oil production in lieu of solar and windmill farms covering the planet. And we'll leave it to the thermodynamicists to point out the profound bang-for-buck disconnect between the earth-friendly options and oil. Keep in mind, they're much like the difference between throwing a bullet and shooting one. Meanwhile, a case in point, my friends, is the 38-year-old Trans-Alaska Pipeline. The venerable 800-mile-long lifeline and energy conduit has guided over 16 billion barrels of crude oil to power American homes and vehicles, but now faces the very real possibility of being dismantled. That's right. As oil reserves from Prudhoe Bay and Kuparuk River have steadily tapered off, the drop in flow has resulted in clogs and corrosion along the line, putting it in the target sites of tree huggers everywhere. Increasing the flow of oil would remedy the problem, of course, but that's exactly what eco-fascists do not want. Rather, they want to shut down the pipeline completely. By law, if the pipeline is shut down, it must be taken apart, virtually killing any hopes of renewed Alaskan drilling. In a sane world, renewed drilling would be the goal. With more than 60 billion barrels of oil locked up in federally controlled areas, the ironically named National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, got about 15 billion barrels. The Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR's, got about 16 billion barrels. The Chukchi and Beaufort Seas have got 30-plus billion barrels. New drilling would not only keep the pipeline open, but would also go a long way toward making the U.S. considerably less dependent upon foreign oil. But unfortunately for the Earth First crowd, the idea is a non-starter. For the rest of the country, it's a no-brainer. Lobbying Congress to block drilling, suing to slow down execution of commercial leases, and using the Environmental Protection Agency as a weapon of mass disruption in denying drilling permits, the Green at All Costs congregation is mobilized to deter, dissuade, and defeat efforts to provide any hope of energy independence to America. And while gas prices continue their unrelenting climb, Team Obama continues to foot drag on leases and oil exploration permits, not just in Alaska, but in the Gulf of Mexico and an awful lot of places. The trend continues. The fight over renewed drilling for oil in Alaska will be the least of America's problems. We will be back and moving in a new direction.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back to a Friday night installment of the National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett filling in for John this night. I'm glad to be here. It allows me to kind of spread my wings, so to speak, instead of the restrictive one-hour format that is the normal. Coming up in about 50-odd minutes, Josie is coming. Don't miss it. You will not want to miss that program tonight. It'll be somewhat entertaining, but it'll be a format that you will understand. Do not miss it. In early 1998, John and I had a, we're part owners of another network, Republic Radio International. I was approached by the program manager at Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR, the shortwave station, to have a guest on my program. I was not particularly interested because most guests want to use my airtime that I pay for to line their pockets, to peddle a product, to reach an audience that will spend a couple of shekels. And I told this to Adam Locke, the program manager at the time. Adam, by the way, is the voice you hear on the Berkey water filtration ads here on RBN. Adam has remained a close personal friend for a lot of years. And I said to Adam, you know my roles. I don't do it. He says, no, I think you should at least talk to the man. I said, okay, fine. So I called him up. Turns out the gentleman had been on another program on the alternative media as a guest talking about his particular area of expertise. And the host had read the man's book and would ask a question and then continue to go right through and answer the question. And the guest and the author was just like, well, what the hell am I doing here? And he expressed his dissatisfaction to a friend of his who happened to be a listener to my program, which at that time was called Perspectives on America. His friend said, look, why don't you listen to this guy, Jeff Bennett, give him a call, and he might have an interest. And so I did. I wanted the man to listen. He got a hold of WWCR. I called the man, and we had a long talk. He said, look, I want no commitments from you. I'm not concerned about making a buck with this thing. I'm here to help people, to teach people how to help themselves, to get healthy, to get free from the mainstream medical community, which we, as life went on, began to openly refer to as the American Murder Association. And he sent me a book. And I read the book, and I was so blown away by the book, I read it again the next night, after which I called him the next day. And we established a date of February the 28th, 1998, that he came on my program as a guest for the first time. He sent me a bunch of books. He said, I cannot establish a price. Here's what the suggested retail of the book is. He said, I'm giving you the books to make available to your audience. You establish the price. You do whatever you want. I want to send you 1,000 books. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, are you out of your mind? I'm not going to sell 1,000 books on the radio. I said, I'll tell you what. On the radio, I'll take 500 books just to make the man happy. And, you know, well, so he's on the show for an hour. We get off at 8 o'clock p.m. on whatever day that was, a Tuesday, a Monday, I don't know. I finally stopped answering calls 8 hours later. Completely sold out the 500 books, which he had not even shipped to me yet because they were in printing. And I called him and said, you better send me the other 500. The man lost his license to practice. He has over the years been called a fraud, a quack, and frankly, just plain crazy. Nearly five decades ago, he was a pioneer who ignited a powerful medical movement with degrees obtained from numerous universities in dentistry, orthodontics, chemistry, education, physiology, and a strong background in nutrition. Dr. William Donald Kelly was uniquely qualified to design holistic programs which have been so successful with his patients, most of whom were suffering from degenerative diseases such as cancer and heart disease and allergies and arthritis. Kelly first applied his metabolic programs on his own family, helping his children, two of whom I call personal friends, by the way, overcome serious allergy and asthma problems, and in 1963 solved his own health problem, metastasized pancreatic cancer, which to this day, my friends, in 2011, is still considered incurable. Upon being told that he could not recover with conventional therapies and that he had only about 3 months to live, he intensified his study of metabolic medicine, attempting to find a way his own body could eliminate the disease. And successfully completing the task was only the first of many impossible jobs that Kelly would tackle for the rest of his life. Let me share a story with you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And Satan said, hey, man, it doesn't get any better than this. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit. And God saw that it was good. And Satan said, hey, man, it goes the neighborhood. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And so, my friends, God created man in his own image. Male and female created he them. And God looked upon man and woman and saw that they were lean and fit. And Satan said, I know how I can get back in this game. God populated the earth with broccoli and cauliflower and spinach, green and yellow vegetables of all kinds, so that man and woman would live long and healthy lives. And Satan created McDonald's. And McDonald's brought forth the 99-cent double cheeseburger, and Satan said to man, "You want fries with that, baby?" And man said, "Supersize him." Man gained 5 pounds. And so God created the healthful yogurt that man or that woman might keep her figure that man found so fair. And Satan brought forth chocolate, and woman gained 5 pounds. And God said, "Try my crispy fresh salad." And Satan brought forth Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and woman gained 10 pounds. And God said, "I have sent thee heart-healthy vegetables and olive oil with which to cook them." And Satan brought forth chicken fried steak so big it needed its own platter. And man gained 10 pounds, and his bad cholesterol went through the roof. And God brought forth running shoes, and man resolved to lose those extra pounds. And Satan brought forth cable TV with remote control so man would not have to toil to change channels between ESPN and ESPN2. And man gained another 20 pounds. And God says, "You're running up the score, devil." And so God brought forth the potato, a vegetable naturally low in fat and brimming with nutrition. And Satan peeled off that healthy skin and sliced the starchy center into chips and deep fat fried them. And he created sour cream dip as well. And man clutched his remote control and ate the potato chips swaddled in cholesterol. And Satan saw and said, "It is good." And man went into cardiac arrest. And God sighed and created quadruple bypass surgery, and Satan created HMOs. Now, my friends, one must understand that health, while we have it, is a wonderful possession, but it does not last forever. And although most of us assume that it will, it is not until we lose our health that we seek diligently to regain it. By then, often it is too late and always way too expensive. It was announced in Paris on February the 3rd that the world faces a cancer epidemic. The world community should focus its attention not only on infectious diseases, but to address what is going to be the biggest epidemic we have seen in our time, the coming epidemic of cancer and other non-communicable diseases. The medical health and the political communities need to tackle the causes and roots of cancer. Oh, yeah, these very words from Derek Yock of the World Health Organization, who went on to say that we can not only treat cancer better, we can also prevent future generations from getting a vast majority of cancers. This year, cancer will affect 10 million more people, and most will die from it. Well, I share with you and submit to you, my friends, that there are numerous errors in this statement. Cancer has already reached epidemic levels. It is precisely because of the involvement of the political community that we face this devastation. There is no reference to curing cancer in Yock's statement, only treating it. I submit to you that there are no vast majority of cancers. There is only cancer. Shortly after meeting Dr. Kelly, we had him on as a guest again and again. And during the course of 1998, we were still very much involved with the Preparedness Expo circuit around the country. I had to go to do a Preparedness Expo in Mesquite, Texas, where I've met many of you in the past. And for the first time, we had a subsequent Preparedness Expo scheduled 1 week later up in Kansas City, Missouri, I think. Well, I drive. I don't fly. Packed up my car, hopped in it, went up to Kansas, picked up Dr. Kelly, who graciously agreed to go to the expo, and sat there the entire weekend signing books and talking with people. People who had been cured because of his work many years before. When we come back, I'll continue to tell you more of this marvelous story. Stay with us.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The problem is extremely clear what is happening here. Welcome back to National Intel Report. And so as I left Mesquite, Texas, picked up Dr. Kelly, first time we had met, but we had spent multitudes of hours and days and weeks speaking on the phone over this marvelous program of his. We traveled from Kansas to Missouri, spent several days there, conversed, talked, he talked, I listened. Driving back, we had a problem with my vehicle, which broke down. We were forced to stay overnight in a hotel somewhere. Fortunately, they were able to get the part in very quickly. It was a warranty situation, so I was thankful for that. And we continued back toward Kansas. And our conversations never ceased until the day he died. We'll continue with that part of the story a little bit later. 100 years ago, excuse me. Yeah. Boy, don't I sound healthy? Just swallowed something the wrong way. 100 years ago, my friends, one in 8,000 people would have been diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. In their lifetime. By 1971, Nixon's War on Cancer promised that cancer death rates would be cut in half by the year 2000. We are now, what, nearly four decades later? The disease now reaches one in three women and one in two men. In fact, the cancer rate has escalated since the introduction of antibiotics into our society. This is the greatest cover-up ever conceived. It's this into itself is epidemic, and, well, so much for politics. As for winning a war, we've got to first step back. We've got to rethink our battle plan and then set out to win it. During the past 70-odd years, the medical community has progressed to unprecedented achievements in areas of reconstructive and surgical procedures and infectious and traumatic cases. What they have done well, but the problems for which they are so well trained and equipped to handle account for only a percentage of the illnesses in our society. In the balance of the cases involving degeneration or metabolic conditions, little hope is offered or received. As a matter of fact, probably no hope at all is offered. So instead of educating the public on how our bodies function best, the medical community, with the complete blessing of the political community, has been derailed by researchers caught up in a slow waltz. While there is a vital role for cancer research and treatments, they each have ignored cancer causes altogether. They have focused on powerful drugs and radiation beams and surgery, all the while ignoring the factors which cause cancer. And that, my friends, is a death sentence. It is a deadly mistake. First of all, I share with you, cancer is not the lumps and bumps that you've been programmed to fear if one is found in your body. Cancer is not a malignant tumor mass, which in their ignorance, the doctors mistakenly call cancer. This is one of the reasons we have so much cancer. The physician does not know what cancer is. How in the hell could he properly treat it? You see, cancer is a process, not an object. Daily, each and every one of you produces tumor cells. And daily, almost everyone's pancreas produces adequate pancreatin to digest the food we eat and the normally developing malignant tumor cells. But it is when our normal metabolic defense system or cleanup crew fails to produce an adequate amount of active pancreatin enzymes to accomplish those tasks, a process then takes place. That is what we correctly call cancer. Now, Bennett, what gives you the right to talk about these things? You're just some bum that peddles gold and silver and runs your mouth every day on RBN. Dr. Kelly trained me well. I was a fully trained consultant. I dealt with and worked with cancer counselees, we legally must call them, all over the world, in Israel and Australia and South America and all over the United States of America. Many of those so-called counselees or patients that I work with are still alive, still with us. Some are not. For many reasons. Interesting story. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll have time to take it before the break. The breaks are going to be very disruptive to me this hour because this story is so damned important for all of you to hear. Here's the reality. I had a gentleman who called who had just left a clinic in Mexico after 2 months. It was a nutritional clinic, and it was one that Kelly highly regarded. He came back and he said, I felt I did well, but there was so much more, and I've discovered Kelly's work. And I want someone to come to California, where I'm staying temporarily with my son-in-law, to teach me Kelly's program, to guide me through it. I call Kelly. He said, who can we send? He said, Jeff, get on a plane. You're the closest. You know this program as well as anyone I've ever trained. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
In 30 minutes, Josie will be here. That's the basis of my bona fides, to be able to intelligently discuss this issue we call cancer, my friends. From that point on, Kelly and I did some occasional traveling together. We talked on the phone each and every day. I work with him specifically with various different counselees. Legally, that's what we had to call them. Only the licensed medical profession can call them patients. There was a time after, I think, Kansas City, and in driving back, that he specifically asked me from that point on to be his voice. He had what I refer to as the Frankenstein complex, the mad scientist. He's a genius, and geniuses have a way of being very unkempt, got his hair cut occasionally, but it was kind of wild and, you know, frizzy, etc. A man who many people would eventually come to blows with and get into major arguments with, but that is the nature of a genius and a man of his caliber. Time allowing, I'll share with you more of his story later. But we talked about this process breaking down of the body, and that is, you know, when the pancreas no longer will produce the natural enzymes that kills the cancer in our bodies each and every day. And when these things occur, one's not aware of it. It is so subtle that it must progress from a period of for 2 to 4 years before you or your own physician realizes that you're in trouble. Now, you want to make some notes here if you're in a position to do so. Because the things that one often complains about to his or her physician during this time period are gas on the stomach or bowels, sudden weakness of the eyes, a tired feeling most of the time, muscle weakness and cramps, first in your back and then in the chest, extreme mental depression, sudden change in the color or the texture of your hair, development of various hernias, which typically are slow-growing tumors, and confusion. Difficulty in making even the simplest of decisions. These are the true early warning signs of cancer, which are the signs of inadequate protein metabolism. And because we know these signs, we also know that we are warned long before our case ever becomes critical. Eventually, a large enough malignant tumor mass forms, which is the object which is seen. But as previously mentioned, the malignant tumor masses are not cancer, but they are merely malignant tumor masses. The disease process, the failure of one's pancreas, is what we correctly call cancer. I don't care if it's in your brain, in your breasts, in your colon. It doesn't make any difference. Cancer is cancer. It ultimately is caused by the same breakdown. And the objective of Kelly's program was to supply your body with adequate pancreatin to allow you to properly digest food, stop the dis-ease process, and to rid the body of any and all malignant tumor cells. That is the proper, normal, physiological method of caring for the disease we correctly call cancer. Have you ever asked yourself, if our nation can put a man on the moon and place a satellite in orbit for the banks and stock markets to transfer money and assets out of the country tax-free, why hasn't the cure for cancer been found? I submit to you, my friends, it has. About the year 424 B.C., Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, made the statement, "Your food shall be your medicine, and your medicine shall be your food." Try as we may, we have not been able to improve upon this simple truth. And this is particularly true when it comes to the successful treatment of the cancer patient. You see, for the greatest majority of us, we are born in relatively perfect health. Our health and aging process after birth is largely influenced by genetics and culture and geography, and of course, the foods and liquids we consume. These things are all that distinguish who will grow strong and who will grow weak. It is simply human nature that some bodies are innately stronger and more resistant to dis-ease than others. As adult individuals, we have only one variable which is in our total control, our diets. We've gotten away from the simple diets and we've become human garbage disposals. After feeding our bodies with dead and processed foods for 20 and 30 and 40 years or more, things begin to run a little less perfectly. 60% of the American public is overweight today. Historically, we're repeating the very same lessons we learned during the previous two centuries, that the processing energy it takes to digest bacon and eggs each morning and steak at night and the cocktails in between. Kelly's program provided, as it has since the mid-60s, an alternative view to conventional medicine in regard to this 21st century epidemic dis-ease. And that is to profess prevention in healthy people and educate those who are ill. But to accomplish all of this will require a demanding program of an adequate, proper, well-balanced diet, metabolic supplementation, neurological stimulation, detoxification of the body, and a proper and healthy spiritual attitude. Consider the general overview I share with you today. There is a book that is available to you, Dr. Kelly's Cancer Cure, without surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation. Incorporate everything in that book that you possibly can into your lifestyle. Now, for those of you who may be interested in the book, I happen to be one of the major distributors of it. You can go to my website. Actually, you know what you can do? Go to the website that I have developed for the Kelly Foundation many, many years ago. I'm still deeply involved with it. The website is Dr. Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. That's Dr. Kelly. There's no period after the DR. DrKelly.info. His two books, his two primary books are available through that site. I'll be glad to counsel anybody. I do not give full cancer and health-related counseling any longer. It is unbelievably time-consumptive, and I just can't do it. I'm glad to answer some perfunctory questions. I'm glad to give you guidance to the right people, etc. The books, if nothing else, are a learning experience. If you read these books, listen to your heart, the voice within you, and seek the advice of a trusted physician, if there is such a thing. As Kelly used to say, find a doctor who will work with you, not on you. And yet you must understand this one factor. Only you can cure yourself of anything. Not your doctor. He can't cure you. If you break a bone, he can set it. But it's your own body that must truly heal that broken bone. As with all things in this nation today, you must assume the responsibility, and in this case, for your own wellness. It has always been the objective of the Kelly Program to point out the metabolic deficiencies in the metabolism of each person who has a malfunction. And I don't care if there's 200 of you out there listening today or 200,000. No two of you are alike. Oh, there are types and there are subtypes, but no two are identical. It's like a snowflake. It was always Kelly's objective to point out the metabolic deficiencies in the metabolism of each person who had the malfunction, not to treat the disease which has the person. It's always their purpose to help those who desire better health, who are willing to work for their better health, and who would accept responsibility for their own health. Once again, a doctor cannot cure you of anything. Only your own body may cure or heal a break, or in this case, the cancer. And then, of course, we have to come to the other factor, that there are only two physicians. Open up your phone book. I don't care how many doctors have their names out there, but there are only two real physicians, the Almighty God and your own body. And to successfully resolve cancer, however simple, is a tedious and lengthy metabolic process. Oh, it's proven to be very effective. Independent research into Kelly's records back in the 1980s by none other than Nicholas Gonzalez as a representative for Sloan Kettering Memorial indicated in excess of 33,000 cancer benefactors at that point in time. His records then indicated a 94 to 100% victory rate for those who were willing and able to follow through with the complete program, a success unparalleled in conventional medicine. A success which I will once again add excluded surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. It's like much else that we discuss here on RBN. Once the stricken victim has awakened from the brainwashing, the deceit and fear perpetrated by the unknowing establishment, none of us trust anyone. But when it relates to health and to cancer, once this happens, the cancer victim expects or demands immediate results, or they move on to other therapies. I lost people because of that. They didn't see instant results in 30 days. They moved on to something else and something else. In less than 6 months, they were dead. With few exceptions, by the time one discovers they have cancer, you have had it for a very long time. That was Kelly's situation. He'd had it for at least 3 years before the true nature of the problem ever dawned on him. This is 1963, ladies and gentlemen. He did not pass away until 6 years ago, and he did not die of cancer. He remained cancer-free for the rest of his life. One must remember it requires the same length of time to cleanse your ravaged body as it took to get there. And now the process of rebuilding the body must take place, which usually takes an additional 2 to 4 years of hard work and living right. We've always been happy to guide you in the right direction toward that healthy, happy, and albeit cancer-free life. Kelly's objective as a teacher was to provide you with, if you chose, the necessary data by which to live a long and useful life, never dying of cancer. The one time that he would say something in the nature of a joke was that he would much rather have your friends and relatives read in the obituary column that you died at the age of 95 from gunshot wounds inflicted by a jealous lover. And so, if you are one of the many millions of people who will be told this year that you have cancer and that your days are numbered, then it is you who must be interested enough to seek out the truth of your condition. To treat cancer successfully, as one would any degenerative disease, one must attack the cause of the problem, not the effect, as is currently practiced within the American medical complex. Consider, my friends, the rosebush, with its fragile petals ravished by the hungry aphid and its pruned stems infested by borers. You do not bring this beautiful creation of the Almighty back to perfect health by sprinkling dust on the plants. You must provide the proper nutritional balance and systemically feed the rose in order to reach the root of its disease. How many of you out there are gardeners? You love to grow roses or vegetables or rhododendrons or whatever it happens to be. You know of what I speak. You must systemically feed that plant in order to reach the root of the disease. And so it must be with our approach to wellness for the cancer victim. You can live a long cancer-free life by following Dr. Kelly's metabolic cancer paradigm. You, the cancer victim, and only you, can properly treat your cancer by understanding what cancer is and subsequently following the Kelly paradigm. Any other procedure is pure fraud, greed, and ignorance to the point of stupidity. The truth of Kelly's paradigm is both preventative and healing. And with his book, Cancer, Curing the Incurable, it will provide you with each of those. Look, it's not just a book that has been produced for those who have been diagnosed with cancer. It is as preventative as it is proven to be a cure. Over the years, I've acquired a small library of, shall we call it, Kelly memorabilia, other books dealing with cancer that, in effect, talk extensively about Kelly. Oh, there's a lot of negative stuff out there. My God, the mainstream medical community can't possibly have somebody out there that's had that much success. When Gonzalez went back to Sloan Memorial and they read his 500-page report, Sloan Memorial said, we ain't letting this cat out of the bag. Bury it. Ultimately, Gonzalez was terminated from his position and showed up on Kelly's front door and spent a considerable period of time with Kelly over the next several years. I have photographs of Nicholas Gonzalez and William Donald Kelly together. I work closely to this very day with the Kelly Foundation, Kelly's son John, who pretty much runs the business side and the distribution of the enzymes and the various nutritional supplements that are available, which help not only for this program but other programs as well. I work with Dr. Kelly's first wife, Sue, who was with him at the point of diagnosis back in the early 1960s. And some months ago, I received a phone call from a young woman. I don't know, young. She's younger than I am, so she's young. And she said, Mr. Bennett? I said, yes. She said, my name is Kim Kelly. I was speechless. I had known of Kim for many, many years. I had known of her father's love for her. But I'd also know that there was a massive estrangement. Kim has come back to the family fold, as it were. Kim and I are working on the website. I am training Kim to take the drkelly.info website over. We have massive scheduling conflicts that make it difficult to do so. She is amongst the reasons I had planned on traveling to Texas back in the late fall. I still have not been able to get there. She and I try to hunt and peck our way through the process of the website and the administration of it. DrKelly.info will also basically share with you that which I've shared with you tonight. All that I've given you this last hour is basically from the lecture that I gave all over this country. It is a message of hope. It is a message that says you can beat cancer. Everyone has to understand, my friends, that in the mainstream medical community, if you go through chemo and surgery and radiation, if you are still alive 5 years later, you are considered a success story. If you die 5 years and one day later, they don't count the one day. They count that 5 years. You are a success story, cancer-free. How many times have I talked to people, oh, Joe just got ill, his cancer came back. No, it didn't. His cancer never left his body. Cutting and pasting and zapping it with microwaves, etc., does not make the cancer go away. You might cut out the tumor, but the tumor ain't the cancer. It's the byproduct thereof. It is not the cause. It is the effect. The terrible thing is every time I get into this conversation or people call me and they want advice, and I still to this day hear from people in Europe, I ship more of Kelly's books overseas today than I do even within the bounds of this country. A couple times a year, somebody will bring something up. Nick Gonzalez was recently interviewed by Mercola. My phone's exploded with orders for his books. His self-test for the different metabolic types is a book that I market. Once again, all available through drkelly.info. And simply shocking, Amazon sells the same book for $75 and $85. They're ripping people off. They're trying to get people not to buy it. And so I submit to you in these closing moments, you can live a long cancer-free life by following his metabolic cancer paradigm. As I travel around the country, sometimes with Kelly, sometimes without, I met hundreds of people who had discovered Kelly's original writings back in the 1960s, his original little 30-page pamphlet, which I still own a copy of. Back then it was called One Answer to Cancer. And the basics and the simplicity of it were there. Some of these people had never spoken with Kelly, never met him, but they followed his paradigm. And from 1967 up until the late 90s, early in this decade, were still alive and still healthy and still conducting thriving lives. Not going back for another surgery 5-6 years later. There's an antique shop I go to here in Phoenix, and I went in to see the ex-wife of an antique dealer I know. She said, Jeff, I'm sorry to tell you that Vic died 2 weeks ago. His cancer came back. They never got it. If you've had it and you're told you're free of it, you're not. Not if you go the mainstream medical route. And if this is offending some mainstream medical listeners out there, I don't mean to offend. I open the door and say, come into this with an open mind and learn something new. For the truth of Kelly's paradigm, as I previously mentioned, is both preventive and healing in nature. And his book, Cancer Cured and Incurable, will provide you with both the prevention and the healing. Yes, I invite you to purchase your own copy, but that's not my entire purpose for doing this. The reason I have for doing it is, let's just say it's personal. It has to do with a conversation I had recently with a listener, realizing that it was time to bring this presentation out again. As Kelly would close each of his lectures, we wish you Godspeed and hope that the truth will set you free. And for me, with glass lifted on high, I say, to health with you. You knew the Bennett twisted whatever had to come into it. My friends, I hope that this has given you something to think about. I always enjoy bringing this to you. It's too late. It's too late, man. Yeah, okay, we're okay. Let it go then, Mikey. Thank you to John for allowing me to sit in. This has been an enjoyable 2 hours. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not finished yet. In just about 5 minutes, Josie is coming. I hope you'll stay with me for life, liberty, and all that jazz for this Friday night. You'll find that, as my friend Carol sent me in the email a while ago, I have this penchant, I guess, to some degree for the dramatic, et cetera, et cetera. And I like doing this stuff. It's if I just make it plain Jane and dead, you're going to hate it. We've got to put something into it that will make it palatable for many of you. And glad to do that. So, Doc G, thank you so much, my friends. You and I have not spoken for a while, but absolutely. Yeah, I've actually got some CDs of this stuff. I've got some of the CDs of Kelly, my original interviews with him, etc. And thanks a lot, Mike, for your continued input as well. This has been a good 2 hours, at least for me it has been. I hope it has been as such for you. And we're getting close to music time, which is good because I need to run down the hall of the library before Josie gets here. And you'll understand it all real soon, real soon. If you have to run, sorry to see you go. And if you can stay with us, I promise you, you're going to find it a very, very interesting hour coming up. We've kind of covered all the bases. Thanks again to John. We'll be back in a few minutes with tonight's installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz.
We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fairer schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take
ever climbing as the dollar